It is time for our Travel Michigan update. Well, if April showers bring May flowers, we should be in pretty good shape for the annual Tulip Time Festival coming up in May 3rd through the 10th. Wendy Link, Sales Director of the Holland Area Visitors Bureau, joins us on the line. And I suppose that's probably one of the biggest questions you guys get all the time. Are there going to be tulips for Tulip Time? And with the weird winter we had, what are they telling you about that?
Well, the winter didn't bother the tulips at all. We're looking at what the spring's going to do. We need a few warm days, but there's a few of them blooming now, and they should start coming on pretty well as these days warm up, finally. So I think we're going to be good. I think that they will probably last a little longer and maybe still be blooming towards the end and a little bit after the festival as well. It is the million-dollar question. I can't tell you what day they're going to peak, and they'll you know, most of them will be blooming at once, but I think we'll have some good flowers.
Well, and you might have up to, what, 6 million tulips?
6 million tulips, that's right. And we do plant early, mid, and late bloomers, so we get kind of a progression. It's beautiful here.
Yeah. There are so many parts of Tulip Time. I mean, you get, obviously, the Windmill Island Gardens. You've got the parades downtown. You've got other things happening really throughout the community and even outside of Holland that are tied into Tulip Time, aren't there?
Oh, sure. Yeah, everybody kind of gets in on the party here. The parades are fabulous. There's three of those. The Parade of Bands on the last day has, you know, 30, 40 bands. Lots of floats. It's great. Of course, the governor always comes to the Wednesday Street Scrubbing Parade. And the kids' parade is just a sight. We have 6,000 kids in, all in costume. It's pretty amazing in Holland that most of the community owns a costume and comes out and participates. There's about 1,200 Dutch dancers in costume who line the streets and dance several times a day. Lots of local theater and music, as well as headline entertainers. Lots and lots of fun.
All right. And you've got that 260-year-old working Dutch windmill that's part of the Windmill Island Gardens in Windmill Island.
We do. It's called De Zwan. It had some major work done on it over the winter, so we're pretty excited about its new copper top and ore grinding flour now that you can buy out at the mill. And people can tour it. They can go up five floors, see the gears, how it works. It's pretty amazing and powerful. No electricity, and that wind just moves those blades. And up on the deck, you can look down on the gardens where there's about 120,000 tulips there at the island. Beautiful.
And you've got entertainment that's tied into the Tulip Time Festival, too.
We do. We have everything from, you know, headline entertainers like Bill Cosby and Second City to some really great local theater, music groups, barbershop quartets, folk music. And there's an arts and crafts fair that goes on the first weekend. It's really popular with folks coming over.
And it's amazing. You'll draw, what, close to 500,000 people for this?
Yeah, somewhere. It can be anywhere between 500,000 and 750,000 people. But, you know, the venues are all over the community. So it's not, people think, oh, it's going to be so crowded. But people are at different areas around. They're looking at attractions or going to shows. The only time I really see people, a lot of people in one place, is at the parades when we tend to want to be all there at the same time. But it's pretty easy to get around.
Mm-hmm. If there are one or two things that must do or must see things that are part of Tulip Time, if someone had maybe limited time to be there, what would they be?
Well, I would for sure watch the Dutch dancers perform. It's amazing to see that long, long line down the main street of Holland, or else they'll go all the way around the four blocks around the park. And they're all in their costumes and dancing. Something people really appreciate, that all the young people come out and do this and get their costumes and practice and dance. That's really something to do. I think climbing up in that windmill's really an important thing to do. There's nowhere else you can go in a mill like that in this country. So it's a special thing for everybody, kids, men, women. They all love to go up there and see how that works.
All right. We'll keep our fingers crossed for nice weather. Again, yeah. May 3rd through the 10th, the Tulip Time Festival going on. Holland.org, the website, and folks can get the whole complete list of events and everything else that's happening for that. Wendy, good luck with the festival this year, right?
Thank you so much. Hope to see you there.
All right. Bye-bye now. Bye. Wendy Link, Sales Director, Holland Area Visitors Bureau, talking about Tulip Time. Again, May 3rd through the 10th in Holland on this edition of our Travel Michigan Update.